Paladino lawyer Dennis Vacco says a challenge to the removal will be filed almost immediately, an Article 78 proceeding in state Supreme Court. He says the law allows 4 months, but the lawyer says it won't take near that long. The other case argues some members of the school board violated Paladino's constitutional rights by trying to punish him for his attacks on Barack and Michelle Obama. Vacco says Elia's decision was a bad one and does nothing about school board dysfunction, which was there before his client went on the board.
We are very disappointed in this decision for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that we don't believe that this decision is consistent with the evidence that we adduced over a five-day hearing in this case.
Vacco says removing Paladino means the dysfunction will get worse, and his client was justified in releasing the information from closed meetings about the BTF contract and its financial impact because it was released after the contract had been approved by the board. The former gubernatorial candidate says the teacher contract took so much money there wasn't anything left to settle other contracts, like the administrator's contract, which remains unsettled, with a bargaining session yesterday in the boardroom right after a news conference with board president Barbara Seals and Evergold. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.